You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Hi, I'm Joe Heath.
I'm Tony Heath.
And this is the Watchathon of Wrestle-On.
Special edition. Ooh.
Today we're going to be talking about the Sixth Doctor in his entirety, played by Colin Baker. His era consisted of three-ish seasons, two seasons and a serial, and that's 11 serials total, 31 episodes total, plus one minisode and one music video, technically, kind of. I'm not including all the Big Finish stuff, because I'm only doing things that were on, like, film, because I'm elitist like that. His era spanned from March 22nd, 1984, to December 6th, 1986.
True facts!
You know what I didn't actually look up that I'm going to look up real quick?
How long we've been watching it?
Yeah, how long have we been watching it?
That is an excellent question.
The first live stream for Twin Dilemma was January 17th, 2021. We have been dealing with the Sixth Doctor for, because it's September 5th now, 9 months? It took us 9 months to watch 11 serials.
Well, why?
I mean, we did take a hiatus.
Oh, right, yes.
To mirror the show and not for any real, like, personal reasons.
not because of any life reasons whatsoever.
We're just like, this will be funny. But yeah, 9 months, whereas he did it for 2+ years, but only had 11 serials in 2+ years. So 31 episodes. That's a little more than a regular season. So before we jump in, is there anything you want to talk about? You want to say? We should, like, do we need to do like a 5-minute preamble of just about bullshit?
I don't think so. It doesn't feel necessary.
Cool.
Okay.
Well, then let's just dive right in, shall we? Today we're going to do like all the stuff we normally do. We're going to rank the companions. We're going to do a final, like a sweet 16, except there's only 11. So it's a sweet 11 and all that other stuff. But we're going to start off. I went back and listened to the Fifth Doctor special to see what our predictions were for the Sixth Doctor.
Did I make any?
You made 2.
Oh.
I made 4. We didn't make a lot. We made six. 6 predictions for 6.
Were we very non-committal about it?
Yeah. Well, let's see what they are and how well they paid off. So, number one, I predicted that I think I'm gonna like him. Real heavy-hitting prediction there.
And?
I like him! Hey! He's definitely not my favorite doctor, but he's not my, I'd probably say he's not my least favorite doctor.
There you go.
Maybe.
Who's your least favorite? Is it 3?
You know, it may be. It's like, I love 3. You know, actually, a lot of the problems I have with 6 are the same problems I had with 3. But 6 is a little goofier, so it tips him a little bit in my favor. I mean, I don't think 3 ever choked a person, so. Then again, 5 straight up murdered a companion. I'm never getting over that. What did you like him?
It feels like a complicated question because there's a version of that character that's never fully realized, and I like that. There's a version of the character that it spends a lot of time being, which is an ass. And it's not enjoyable to watch. I mean, yeah. It's really fun to watch Colin Baker be, like, hammy and over the top and, like, having a good time.
And he gets a couple of good, like, monologues.
Yeah, and when he's bantering with the right partner, that's really fun. But his doctor does spend so much time just kind of being an ass.
Yeah. I talk that up more to the acting more to the writing than the acting.
Yeah.
Because, like, when he gets good stuff to do, he's good. But I'd say we nailed that. I nailed that prediction out of the park. Yay.
10 out of 10. Good job.
Well, it's 1 out of 1. Number 2, I predicted his first serial is gonna suck. Correct. It was bad.
It was bad. Good prediction. You're doing great at this so far.
Number three.
He's going to be great?
Okay, see, that's different than if I'm going to like him.
How?
I can like something that's not great. Because I'd actually say he's not great.
You do like him. He's not great.
Yeah, so this prediction is wrong.
Oh, but mine's right.
Yeah, because your prediction for number four is he's going to be okay.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. You're one for one. I'm two for three.
I'm two for two. My next prediction is Perry is not going to get better.
I'd actually agree. No, I don't know. She got better in some ways, but not over, like, there was moments where she was better, and then ultimately, I don't think it fully panned out.
Yeah. She didn't pull a Tegan.
Yeah, she's definitely not like Tegan. Yeah. There's definitely no, like, progression necessarily. There's just moments where she was good, and episodes and stuff where she was good, and then it'd go back to being bad again. So, like, there wasn't a clear arc necessarily. So, it's hard to say that she got better or worse. She just kind of jumped around a bit, I feel like. So, I'm only going to give you a half point.
That seems exactly correct.
My last prediction is we're going to get another companion and they're going to be better.
I can't tell if that's true or not.
Well, I'd say I enjoyed her better than Perry. If we're only counting her run in The Sixth Doctor, which is two serials, which is a total of six episodes.
But did we really get her?
I mean, yeah. We saw her with The Sixth Doctor in two serials. She's a full-blown companion.
All right.
I'm going to count male, and I'm going to say that
she's better. You're going to give yourself a full point for predicting that there is going to be a new companion, and there is technically a new companion in, like, the last...
two serials.
I'll give you a half point for that.
A half point?
Yeah.
Well, then the other half point is that I was right that they're going to be better. Next time, make more predictions. All right, and those are our predictions. We were mostly correct. We didn't make a lot of predictions, and honestly, they weren't very deep predictions.
No, you listened to it.
I don't know what was up.
What were we doing?
Fucking around, I guess. I think it was towards the end of the podcast, and we're like, oh God, I just want to be done.
We've been talking for so long, and I'm tired.
That's going to happen when we do our Seventh Doctor predictions. So, let's move on to ranking the companions, which we only have two, and I think we already told what it is.
You have a list of five here.
I have a list of five, because I'm going to say, I'm going to rank the companions, the official companions, Mel, then Perry. I thought Perry was going to bump up, but I honestly preferred Mel, because she just didn't annoy me. Like, there was this, like, slight, the fat-shaming stuff, which isn't great, but, like, other than that, she's, like, delightful. So,
yeah.
I enjoyed her, and, like, Perry, I didn't enjoy Perry, like...
once.
Pretty much. I don't think she was ever, like, great. But, I do want to say, if we want to, how would you rank those two?
No disagreement for me.
Cool. So, but there is the case to be made that we could also put in Tegan, because she was in The Fix with Santarin's minisode.
Can I make Tegan's haircut the least ranked companion?
Yeah.
What is that?
It looks like some sort of 80s mullet thing. I don't know. It's bad. It's not good.
I was like so happy to see her and so distracted immediately afterwards.
I will say though, her chemistry with Six
was
fantastic.
Great.
Like, yeah, they just like instantly clicked.
Watching it was like, that is how that dynamic is supposed to work.
Just, yeah, like they can banter, but she's got to be like, not... Like, they gotta banter back and forth and not just, it's, like, with Perry, it's very one-sided.
It's just bullying.
It's just bullying. Oh, you could also, if we're gonna include Tegan, you could also include Gareth Jenkins.
Gareth Jenkins is my favorite companion.
On record. Wait, Sixth Doctor or just overall?
Of all the companions, my favorite, Gareth Jenkins.
And then I also figured since this guy was in more than one serial, the first and the last of the last season, Glitz.
Glitz isn't a companion.
Glitz isn't a companion?
No.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
I'm not even going to tell you how much I do or don't like him. He's not a companion.
All right. You've got your reasonings. So, but Gareth Jenkins and Tegan are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Gareth Jenkins 100% counts.
So for you, it's Gareth Jenkins, Tegan?
No.
Male?
Yeah, Tegan's at the bottom because of her haircut.
Oh, I thought just her haircut was at the bottom.
Oh, if that's an option, then yes. Gareth Jenkins, Tegan, Mel, Perry, Tegan's haircut.
I think this is a totally fair ranking system. I 100% agree. God, I would have loved the whole season of Six and Tegan. That would have been great.
Yes, I would have loved that.
Like, here's the
Assuming
thing.
Assuming that she got a different haircut.
Like, here's the thing. Like, when we do the ranking of the companions, we usually talk about the companions, what we liked and what we didn't like. And, like, we talked more about Tegan's haircut than anything else because I don't think there's that much to go on Mel and Perry. Like, Mel's just...
Mel just got introduced.
I'd say, like, the most you can say about Mel is she is competent. She's just, like, a basic companion.
I mean, there's can say that a lot of people didn't like her when she was cast.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was kind of stunt casting, right? She was already kind of famous.
I think she was, like, an athlete or something. You know, I'm not 100%. No, wait. I think she was in a soap opera, maybe.
Did people not like the fat shaming at the time?
You know, I don't know. Oh, wait. She was an actress, dancer, and singer. She was a child star in the 70s. She was in Peter Pan, Cats, The Pirates of Penzance, Chicago, and EastEnders, which is the soap opera. So she was in a soap opera. So I guess it was just like child actor becomes a companion sort of thing. And like she did Dancing on Ice. So.
God, for a children's show.
I think she was more known as like a dancer.
Fans
than like
of Doctor Who really hate children.
They do. A lot of people hate Gareth Jenkins. I'm like, why? He's just a kid.
He is literally just a kid.
He knew his fucking lines.
Also, like, that wasn't made for your approval as, like, part of the Doctor Who show.
Right.
They get that, right?
The whole point was
to, like, make that kid happy. And, well, I mean, I don't want to talk about the show too much. But, like, yeah, is the general fandom vibe that, like, people hate that kid because the sketch wasn't good? Or, like...
I think they said he was terrible acting in it. I'm like, he's not an actor. And also, he was fine.
I fucking hate people. Gareth Jenkins just became doubly my favorite companion of all time.
I mean, say what you will about, like, Adric, that guy's an actual actor. But, like, you can't say that about this boy who got thrown onto a program. All he wanted was, like, I think all he wanted was, like, to see the doctor or to go to the TARDIS or something. And they're like, we're going to make you a companion and stuff.
Do you know
what
it had vibes of, to be honest with you?
What?
That episode of Community.
Oh, where Troy is crying because Pierce brought in LeVar Burton.
And he just wanted a picture. You can't disappoint a picture. I get that energy off of that. Where this little kid is just like, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Like the whole time.
I think. It's adorable.
I can't believe people are literally so miserable that they watch that and they're like, well, this wasn't entertaining for me specifically. That kid sucks. Go outside.
So now we've talked about Tegan's haircut and Gareth Jenkins more than we've talked about Mel or Perry. Who's that? What next? You want to talk about Glitz?
No, I will not talk about Glitz. I will not acknowledge Glitz as a companion.
So we did talk about a little bit about Mel, because she's like, they're not enough there to like really get a firm grasp. She's competent. She's fun to watch. She's just she feels like just a basic companion. What about Perry? Like, specifically, because we talked about Perry in the context of the Fifth Doctor in the last one. What about Perry in the context of the Sixth Doctor? I'd say it starts off on a bad foot.
Uh-huh.
And doesn't get much better. The show seems to be very mean to her.
Yeah. Particularly gross.
Like a drama way, just like a fuck you kind of way.
I will say, because like I don't feel like I made a big enough, didn't talk about it enough in the last episode. It is so gross to me that Perry ends up with this, I already forget the character's name.
You're kind of.
It's just one of the characters who's like, oh, this chick's hot, and like is creepy throughout the whole episode. She ends up with one of those characters. Why? Ew? Gross? Also, he's like, I don't know, 100.
I don't think he's 100.
He's 100.
I will say, out of all of the gross characters that were into her, he was the least gross out of them.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but it also doesn't change the fact that, one, he fits that trope completely, and two, he is just like, you're gonna be my bride, and she's like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, she never argues with him, and I guess that just happens. Even though she does spend the whole episode talking about how she just wants to go,
home. Not great.
I think that, like, the Time Lords are just like, yeah, she's happy. And I don't think she was.
Would you have preferred her just being dead? Because that's what the actress prefers.
I mean, a little bit.
Because it's like, it's more dramatic.
I was going to say, yeah, at the very least, that's like, that is like a ending. As opposed to like, oh, well, she got married and she's happy and we're just not, you're just not going to go back?
I guess so.
Like, you didn't give her the, like, that is wild. That's not the first time on this show where it's like, we need to get rid of a female companion. I guess they'll get married and then stop existing. You can't do a space time after you've gotten married.
To be fair, the idea that she hooks up with, like, your Kanos was super last minute. I think Colin Baker's like, what really happened to her? We don't actually know. And they're like, oh, I don't know.
Nobody fucking cared.
Well, also they're like, oh, I didn't know people were going to be so upset that she died. So J&T is like, well, she goes off with your Kanos. We'll write that in the last episode. Crazy.
Awful. I didn't know people would be so upset that she died.
Well, it's probably because nobody cared when Adric died. I don't know. I'm done talking about companions. How about you?
Yep.
You want to do the sweet 11?
Sure.
All right, I got brackets ready.
Again, I don't know why I'm here. I don't retain this information.
I know.
Okay.
Here we go. I took all 11 episodes, I put them in a random generator, and then I put them into this bracket.
I feel like I need to specify beforehand that my opinion is like the points and who's line. I think I made that joke last special.
You might have, I don't remember. So here we go. First up, we got the first Sixth Doctor episode, the Twin Dilemma.
The one with the choking.
The one with the twins that are smart.
I do remember liking them in the set design, but I remember the parts that I liked.
It starts strong and then just falls the fuck apart.
Yeah.
There's like a big gross thing that mind controls people, and then the doctor throws a bomb at him, and then some guy dies in the doctor's arms and he's sad about it. I think he might even be a Gallifreyan. I don't even remember. It's like the whole thing is like knocking planets out of sync and they're gonna like unleash a bunch of egg monsters. So that's what's up. And it's up against the last Sixth Doctor serial, The Ultimate Foe, which is a two-parter, revealed the Valyard's true identity, had a 10-minute exposition scene, and then just some fucking around in the Matrix.
I mean, this puts me in a bad position of figuring out which of these two episodes infuriated me the least.
Here's what I'm gonna say. The Ultimate Foe is bad and doesn't make a lick of sense.
Yeah.
But it's fun. I'll at least say it's kind of fun. There's like the doctor being pulled into the sand and like the dialogue's kind of weird and goofy. I'd say the Twin Dilemma is awful with the choking scene. And then after that, incredibly boring.
All right, you've convinced me.
The Ultimate Foe moves on?
Yeah, I was going to argue that The Ultimate Foe like is more disappointing because it's a finale and because it's supposed to be wrapping all this stuff up, whereas like the other one is just a disappointing episode of Doctor Who.
It's also a finale, by the way. It was the finale of that season.
Yeah, but it's not in the same way that like...
What a bad taste to leave in everybody's mouth, though. Like, the season ends and then you got to wait like a year for the next episode and you're like, you choked the companion... He was an asshole, and it was bad.
But you are right. There are at least, like...
There's some big swings in The Ultimate Foe. They don't good hit, stuff in the... but there's some big swings.
Well, there's some good stuff in The Ultimate Foe that if it was in its own episode, I would have liked a lot. But it pisses me off being in The Ultimate Foe because I'm like, why are we doing this now? We've got other shit to be dealing with. We don't have time for this bit that you're doing. But no, I see your argument, and I'll pass it on.
Okay. I mean, the thing is, we know neither one of them are going to make it to the end.
No.
All right. Next up, we have The Mark of the Ronnie, which introduced the Ronnie.
I remembered at least really liking Ronnie, not the episode being great.
It had a bunch of, like, historical bullshit that I didn't... Who gives a shit? Honestly, it was all boring. We didn't care about any of the characters. But the Ronnie and the Master and the Doctor were all good together, and there was the dumb mines in the forest that turned people into trees. So I like all that. And that's up against The Mysterious Planet, which is the first of the Trial of a Time Lord. It's the one that introduces Glitz. And
oh, I really liked Mysterious Planet.
Yeah, Glitz and Dibber, the big giant robot.
Do you dock Mysterious Planet points because it's part of Trial of a Time Lord, and therefore there are, like, interesting questions in it that don't...
really get answered?
Yeah.
Well, no,
Or do you judge it on its own merit?
I'm going to take it on its own merits. But honestly, I think Mark of the Rani might be more memorable and more fun. I could be wrong. Like, Mysterious Planet could be maybe technically better, but I might have enjoyed Mark of the Rani more just because of its... bonkersness and the bitchy Time Lords.
I mean, I definitely remember Mysterious Planet more, but that is just because I watched it more recently.
Does have a couple of cool robots. I feel actually about equal about both of these. I'm going to let you pick whichever one you want to move on. Mysterious Planet or Mark of the Rani?
I also don't know. Should we call Christine or should we just do like... I mean, I feel like we're very ambivalent about this one as opposed to like not being able to make a choice.
I think I'm a little more into Mark of the Rani because I actually have stronger memories of it than Mysterious Planet. And I watched Mysterious Planet more
recently.
Well,
then let's pass on Mark of the Rani.
Okay.
This has no consequences.
All right, next up we have... oh, this one's going to be super easy. We have Revelation of the Daleks, which is the one with Davros, the Daleks, the funeral, the DJ.
This one was good.
Yeah, this one was good. And it's up against Time Lash.
Oh, my God.
Which has H.G. Wells and a bunch of bullshit.
Get Time Lash out of there. Kick it out.
Goodbye, Time Lash. Hello, Revelation of the Daleks. I almost said Relevation. All right. Next up, Terror of the Vervoids, which is plants and the murder mystery that's very confusing, up against the ultimate foe.
Whew.
Yeah.
I think I want to pass on Terror.
I think I do too. Like, it's at least a coherent episode.
Yeah.
Kind of. I mean, it's a mess, but it's a fun mess.
Yeah, we wouldn't be passing it on if it was up against most other things, but it went up against... ultimate foe, so there you go. That's how brackets work. They're meaningless.
Next up. Ooh, this one's a tough one.
Oh, god damn it.
These are two pretty good ones. Mind Warp.
Ooh.
Which is your Kanos. Perry presumably dies at the end. There's Syl and all that. Up against the Two Doctors, which has the Second Doctor and the Androgums and the Sontarans and the actor. What's his name? Oscar? It's the guy that just wants to eat everything.
Oh.
And then
shoot.
They turn the doctor into one of those people.
Like, that performance alone is almost worth letting it win.
Right. And there's the actor who has his dramatic death scene after being stabbed in the restaurant. They'll never see my definitive performance of Hamlet.
I hate saying this, but I feel like docking anything that's part of Trial of a Time Lord. As much as I enjoyed the first three serials of Trial of a Time Lord, it's like...
I'd say Mind Warp is the best one out of it.
That's the thing, yes. Like, when we were watching Mind Warp and everybody was like, oh, Trial of a Time Lord, and we watched Mind Warp and it was like, this is good.
It did some infuriating things. Like, I mean, this everything with Perry is kind of still bullshit. But it's, like, dramatic and good and interesting. And it's that whole scene where she's being tortured is kind of... that sucks. But also, it's part of that, like, whole vague, like, what is actually going on here that's interesting.
But this is why I'm saying I want to dock it points for being part of Trial of a Time Lord. Because it's, like, the interesting thing about it...
never pays off.
One, it almost... nobody gave a shit. And it's like, well, yeah. What is the truth? And, like, everybody making it didn't know.
Or care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, for that, I would say not to pass it on.
So you want to pass on the Two Doctors?
Yeah.
Fair enough. All right. Next up, we have Attack of the Cybermen. Which had Lytton comes back and he turns out to be a good guy.
No real reason.
Everybody dies. But there are those cool, like, crystal people or whatever they were. I don't remember what they were called. But they were, like, all touching Perry's face and stuff.
That was cool.
And that's up against the Mark of the Rani.
Ooh.
I'm going to say Mark of the Rani.
Yeah.
Because I think Attack of the Cybermen was kind of bullshit. It's one of those ones that's like, oh, we're like gritty and edgelord. All right, here we go.
Just once, everybody dies.
Revelation of the Daleks, which we've already talked about, up against Vengeance on Varos, which has introduced Syl, has the greatest cliffhanger of all time. It has those people who are watching Doctor Who. The ending of the second episode is also great because it's a two-parter. And then there's just torture and stuff in the middle. Oh, and Perry turns into a bird.
I don't have a strong feeling about this one way or the other.
Really? Because I really like Vengeance on Varos.
Okay.
I think it's like super meta and super good. Do you remember that cliffhanger?
I know the cliffhanger you mean. The one where they say cut. And then it cuts to commercial.
And it has that adorable bickering couple who are watching it all. So good.
All right, pass that on then. I really like watching, you know, this is something that's already known on the podcast, that I enjoy when people eat on TV shows.
Oh, and that was the one that was also, they were like, there's the whole thing with the water. And then we got thirsty, and then they were thirsty.
No, the two doctors, that's why I wanted to pass the two doctors on. It's just because like, a significant portion of it is eating.
Well, all right. That leads us to our next one. Terror of the Vervoids versus the two doctors.
Wait, how is the two doctors in it twice? Oh, we didn't pass the two doctors on.
Yeah, we did. It was the two doctors or Mind Warp.
What did we just do?
Vengeance on Varos versus Revelation of the Daleks.
I thought we were doing it versus the two doctors.
No, we were doing Vengeance on Varos versus Revelation of the Daleks.
Which one was that?
That
the
was
DJ.
Yeah, the DJ and the funeral and...
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. All right, so now...
I warned everyone beforehand.
So we're at Terror of the Vervoids and the Two Doctors.
Two Doctors.
Yeah. Wow. You know, doing this, I'm realizing there's not a lot of good serials. All right, next up we have The Mark of the Rani versus Vengeance on Varos. I know what I'm going to vote for.
Okay.
I would vote for Vengeance on Varos. It's just, it's very well written.
It's a lot more solid.
Yeah.
Mark of the Rani is fun.
Yeah. But it also has like a large portion that's boring. Anytime they do the like historical segment, like do you even remember the historical segment of that?
No.
Some dude who invented a rocket or some shit?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, I don't remember a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not a mark of quality.
But do you want to move on Vengeance on Varos?
Yes. If you have a strong feeling about it, that's the one you should move on.
Well, guess what? We're down to our final two.
Holy shit. Okay.
Again, there's not that many serials. The Two Doctors versus Vengeance on Varos.
I feel like we should call Christine.
All right. I'll call Christine. I know my answer. She's going to be like, how did it get here?
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
I also have
Allie
on, too.
Hi. Well, first off, I went to the edge of the delivery radius. I picked up my pizza. I went all the way back home, and it was A, cold, and B, didn't have any pineapples on it.
We don't do that here, sir.
You said you do!
I believe you're mistaken. Allie is asking if I was still doing the pizza delivery thing.
Yes, we're doing the pizza delivery thing.
We're doing the pizza delivery thing, yes.
Okay, well, what don't you do? The pineapples?
Yes, we don't do pineapples or pizza. We sell tires now.
What did I... Did that? I mean, I thought it tasted really bad. I guess it's because it wasn't actually pizza.
No, it was a tire.
We do need new tires.
It was a tire.
Yes, we are a cyclical business, and we only sell round things, but the round things change.
Okay. Well, was it a pizza when I got it?
Look inside yourself.
All right. Well,
are you full of tire?
I feel tired.
Fuck off.
Also, hi, Hallie.
This is hot. You're not on speaker because I'm being mean.
Okay, so I'm honestly furious about this whole pizza situation. But to make up for it, would you kindly help us in deciding our final bracket of this Doctor Who thing?
Yes, please.
This is the final two.
The final two? You're already there. Well, there's not that many serials, is there?
There's 11. So,
okay.
Yeah. We are down to The Two Doctors.
The Two Doctors.
Versus Vengeance on Varos.
I mean, it's Vengeance, isn't it?
That's what I think.
Yeah,
there's too much going on that doesn't work in Two Doctors.
Like, I pushed it through a lot because there's a lot of eating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, The Two Doctors was up against, previously, Terror of the Vervoids. Obviously, it beats Terror of the Vervoids. And before that, it was up against Mind Warp, which was actually a little difficult to choose.
Yeah. No, yeah, I think, like, the Sixth Doctor era is one of the few eras where there is a clear and obvious best serial.
Is it Vengeance on Varos?
It's Vengeance on Varos.
We did it correctly!
Woo!
We did it correctly. I would say that there's Vengeance, Two Doctors, and Revelation of the Daleks. And those are the three that are, like, the best at doing the thing that they're trying to do.
I think that's pretty much how this shook out.
Yeah, Revelation yeah. got knocked out in its second round, but it got knocked out to Vengeance, so.
That makes sense.
Mark of the Rani like, made it a decent way through, though.
Mark of the Rani is the best Pippin cereal.
Yeah, it's fun.
A man turns into a tree, and that's not all.
Right, it's good. And,
it's a good cereal. But it is not the winner of the Sweet 11. Oh my god, saying Sweet 11 is terrible.
It
is. Feels bad, yeah.
Did you guys already discover this?
Yeah. We didn't talk about it, but we
Yeah, we didn't acknowledge it, but we felt it.
We felt it in our bones.
Okay, well, it's good that it's been acknowledged, because it's terrible. Alright, well, I tell you what, because you've chosen correctly... We're going to get another tire out to you, and that one will have pineapple on it.
Thank you. That's all I'm asking for, is something round with pineapples on it.
We will get you something round with pineapples on it.
Thank you.
Do you guys need anything else?
No, I think we're good.
Yeah, we appreciate your service.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. I knew that was going to happen.
It feels good to have Christine's approval.
Yeah. I knew Vengeance was going to win, because I felt it in my heart.
La, I knew too, but I did just want to call Christine.
Yeah. Do you even remember the pizza bit we did?
No.
All right. Well, that's it. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back for our final thoughts.
Power. What do you want from me?
That's the cat attacking Tony.
Welcome to Dr. Geek's Laboratory.
Dr. Geek here with another reminder that the ESO Network is pro-science and pro-vaccine. We urge you to be a superhero and protect yourself, your family, and your fellow geeks around the world. Don't be fooled by the forces of evil and their anti-science misinformation campaign. Consult the latest CDC guidelines, your doctor, and get the COVID vaccine today.
Time to grab your pillow and join the Geek Father in Little Bit for discussions on current, nostalgic, and speculative happenings in pop culture. Nerd news, fandom histories, deep dive discussions, reviews, and more. It's like listening to your closest friends have a nerdy conversation. So sit back, relax, and let the Blurred Nerds podcast embrace you with their warm, goofy goodness. It's Nerd Goals for your ear holes, right here on the ESO Network.
And we're back. Tony, do you know what time it is?
I do know what time it is, but I won't tell you.
Okay, cool. Then do you want me to do it?
Okay.
It's time for final thoughts. Before we dive into like what your final thoughts are on the Sixth Doctor, were there any particular monsters or villains or side characters that you found intriguing in this era?
I just really liked, for some reason, looking at the Vervoids. It just made me feel a certain kind of way.
Wow. It seems pretty Freudian to me.
I liked the DJ. I think we passed on that serial quite a lot based on that character.
He was so good.
He was cute too. Like when he became a character.
He's the only character who had nice scenes with Perry that weren't gross.
Syl's a very interesting character. He's another one who, like, his whole joke of his interaction with Perry is that he thinks she's so gross, and that is, like, a joke, but it is also, like, phew. This is supposed to be a joke, but I'm finding it genuinely refreshing.
Though in his first appearance, he does try to make her look better by turning her into a bird.
A bird?
La, 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 la.
Syl is definitely, like, it's a good idea for a character, and that the actor is, like, performing 110, you know?
It is interesting, like, as kind of shitty as this era is overall. Like, it's not, like, I mean, you just heard us go through the whole bracket. There's not a lot of great episodes. There is a lot of, like, sort of memorable characters.
Yeah, Glitz.
Glitz and Dibber. I love both of them. You said you wouldn't talk about them.
I'll talk about them. I just want to acknowledge them as companions. I don't have a reason. Sometimes you just got to be obstinate for no good reason.
I mean, I feel like they're the last Robert Holmes duo, really.
Yeah.
I mean, you got the Valyard, who is not as developed as he should be, but is like a memorable character.
Is a memorable idea for sure. It is frustrating that his character is so boring. I do think that that is part of what, I think I said this in the episode about it, but like, when you don't know anything about Classic Who and you're watching New Who, the things that you hear over and over and over again from the people who do know Classic Who is like, I bet this character is the Ronnie. I bet this character is the Valyard. And you're like, ooh, those must be cool. And then you get to the Valyard and you're like, this character's boring. And I think part of the reason why people constantly have that, like, what about the Valyard? It's because this was like a cool idea with like, what if there was, you know, an amalgamation of all the Doctor's like darker parts? That would be a cool character. We did not see that in the actual episode.
They do something similar in New Who, right?
Yeah.
And I think they maybe do that a little bit better. Which
is the dream?
Yeah, the Dream Lord or whatever it
yeah.
was.
Yeah. That was very good. I would not be surprised if that was somebody, like an idea somebody had about like, this is how the Valyard should have worked.
Right.
And then they turned that into that, you know?
There's a lot to take from this era that's I think's good.
I'm also not surprised that it got canceled. It seemed like there wasn't a lot of care going into it at the time. And that's a bummer because you still had all of the pieces for a really good show. Not
I don't
the
think
time
there's
and
like
attention.
Even like one person you can pin it on. Cause I feel like there's like a lot of camps that are like, oh, it's J&T's fault or it's Eric Saward's fault. And I think it's kind of both their faults. I think J&T didn't care enough. I think Eric Saward, I think he cared more, but also was kind of a dick. And he didn't actually, he straight up said he didn't like Colin Baker.
Right.
And I know he has like all these like dark, edgy tendencies that I don't care for. And all of his episodes he tends to de-emphasize the Doctor because he doesn't like him. I'm like, you can't do that.
Right. You're not writing for the show you're on.
Yeah. So like, I think it's both their problems, really. And I feel like we're about to get into this in the predictions, but I think that's, we're going to fix some stuff then. But I love Colin Baker, and I think there are a lot of great ideas. I think there's some good serials and good moments.
And from what I've heard, it seems like a lot of justice is done by this character in Big Finish. So I look forward to kind of exploring some of those. Because there's good bones. There's good bones here that just didn't get built up the right way.
If I'm not mistaken, one of his more popular ones, Big Finish, I think it's called Jubilee.
Is it about the X-Men?
No, it's not about the X-Men. It is the story that became Dalek.
Oh, okay.
The Ninth Doctor episode. And I like that episode a lot. So that's everything I hear is Colin Baker's great in Big Finish. Not so much on TV.
Well, I'm glad that there was like some format by which to like to write by this character, you know?
Yeah. And like Colin Baker himself felt bad about it too. Like he felt like he was not appreciated.
Well, I feel like every story you've ever heard of Colin Baker is like, and then they left me on the set alone on accident. Like,
he was talking about like Eric Saward would come to him and complain about John Nathan Turner. I'd be like, he's doing all this bullshit, blah, blah, blah. He cares more about the like conventions and all that stuff than actually making the show. And Colin Baker would be like, yeah, I agree. We need to do something and stuff and like be there to listen. And then Eric Saward just quits and then does this interview where he just shit talks Colin Baker in it.
Oh,
Colin Baker's like, what the hell?
They were friends.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So I feel bad for him because I like Colin Baker. He seems like a big teddy bear.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a shame that, I don't know, like everything around it just was almost like designed to fail.
I had to guess, and obviously I have no idea. I wonder how much of it is just like when you've been doing the same thing for so long that you get very like into a routine that like you can do it without thinking. And I think so much of Doctor Who started to be made without thinking. It just became mechanical. So it lost a lot of the like heart.
And I think at some point it became like writing like, well, what is Doctor Who more rather than what Doctor Who could be. I mean, this is present in the Fifth Doctor, and I think it continued over into the Sixth Doctor a little bit. The sort of like continuity heavy stuff that doesn't serve a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, we gotta bring back the Santarans. Well, why?
Well, because the Santarans are in Doctor Who, and this is Doctor Who.
So I think that's part of the problem, too. Like, there's a lot of problems. I'd say this is by far the weakest era of Doctor Who.
And yet, there are still, like, I'm glad we watched it, you know?
I'm glad I get to make my own opinion about it.
Yeah.
It matches up with a lot of other people's, but...
And there was stuff worth seeing in it.
I mean, I still think Vengeance on Varos has the greatest cliffhanger in all of Doctor Who. So,
would you like to make some predictions?
Let's do some predictions about the Seventh Doctor, played by Sylvester McCoy.
I have a handful of predictions right off the bat.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. Go. I'm going to love Ace McShane to fucking pieces. She's going to be one of my favorite companions of all time. Every, like, GIF set or, like, post I've seen of her, I've been like, this person's awesome. And I want that jacket and I want to cosplay. And I haven't even seen any episodes yet. So I feel very confident that I'm going to like Ace.
To be fair, you've seen a little bit of this era, right?
A handful.
But you probably don't remember any of it.
Not like any full episodes. You know, it was me watching like random scenes on Daily Motion where I could find them. It was a period of time where like it would be on Daily Motion, but then there would be like four parts and then you could find like two and three and that was it. So what I have seen is random. And I also think that I'm going to like the Seventh Doctor a lot. So the vibe that I get from the Seventh Doctor is that he is kind of calculating. I'm not sure what it is, if he's like calculating and cold or calculating and like goofy so that you don't know that he's calculating, or if he's like some weird combination of those.
Yeah, I think he's going to be kind of like two almost.
Yeah.
Being goofy, but like having a plan.
My other prediction is that it's going to, this era that we're going into is going to just be so 80s. Just so aggressively 80s. I'm trying to think of like the things that I've kind of like gleaned about this era. I have like an image of it being like clever and also bonkers. I don't know if both of those are accurate, but
my prediction is that it's going to be a lot like, this is what I feel like it's going to be. It's going to be like if you took the last season of the Fourth Doctor, which was, they were being a little more experimental with it, and they're doing interesting things, but they weren't doing it very well necessarily, other than Warrior's Gate. I think they're going to take sort of like that kind of attitude, but they're going to make it better. It's going to be like, I think things are going to coalesce a little bit of stuff they've learned over the years. I mean, we're getting a new editor or whatever they're called. Whatever it was that Eric Sayward did, we're getting a new one of those. And I've heard so much about him. And apparently he's a really nice guy. He's on Twitter and seems like a super chill, cool dude. Cartmel. And I've heard of the Cartmel master plan and everything, so.
Also, I think this era is supposed to be campier.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna mesh experimental with, like, thought-out seasons. I think they're gonna get better about telling a story through a season.
God, I hope so.
And, like, comedy and experimental and I think they're just going to, like, mesh everything together a lot better.
All the different things that Doctor Who has been.
Yeah.
And can be.
I think it's all going to come together. That's what I think is going to happen. And I think they're also going to be, like, I feel like there's probably, since they've been, you know, they got almost canceled and all this stuff, I feel like they're just going to be like, fuck it. Just do whatever.
Right. If you have an idea, go for it. Who cares?
So I think that's going to lend itself to them trying new things and doing some good things. And yeah, I also think I'm going to like Ace. I've heard good things about Ace. And I think I'm going to like Sylvester McCoy because I've liked him in other things I've seen him in.
I'm just thinking about Sylvester McCoy in Sense8.
He's so good. Watch Sense8. It's so good.
We watched Sense8 with Christine and every single time he was on screen, she was like beaming. It was great.
He's adorable. So do you have any other predictions?
No, I'm done.
I think you did way more than me.
Yep, I'm here to win this time.
I feel like I need to like throw out some like weird wild card.
Yeah,
like,
do what you did with the that one season of Doctor Who where you predicted the eye patch and stuff. Just throw out something like super specific.
Something super specific.
I think a companion will stab someone.
You think a companion will stab someone?
Yes.
Okay, that's just a basic one. Can you give me a more specific with what?
Knife.
All right. I'm going to say it's with a gun.
They're going to stab someone with a gun?
Yeah, it's real weird.
I feel like you're not taking this seriously.
I think we are going to get some retconny Gallifreyan lore. Because I feel like we haven't had a lot of Gallifreyan lore necessarily. And like, it seems pretty heavy in New Who. So I feel like there's going to be some big dramatic, like, I don't know.
The Doctor's not actually from Gallifrey.
Oh, God, not that. Jesus, fucking Chibnall. I do think there's going to be, like, some, like, there's a mysterious past for the Doctor sort of thing that maybe doesn't fully get realized.
Okay, I think a companion's going to stab someone.
I think the doctor is going to shoot someone with a gun. I don't know why I'm very, like, gun heavy here.
I don't know. I mean, you know, frankly, it's a good bet.
Yeah, he's done it before. I'll do it again. But before we go, is there anything we need to plug?
I currently don't have anything.
How's that feel?
Weird. Yeah. It feels like I've got to get to work on the, like, three projects that I'm on that aren't complete enough for me to feel comfortable talking about them, lest I jinx their existence. I've got to get a move on.
I will say, check out The Unseen World. It's still good. It's still out there. It's realgoodtv.com. I do have a lot of things to plug. First off, I've been talking about it on this podcast, and it's finally premiered. If you like listening to me talk about all of Doctor Who, maybe you'll like listening to me talk about all of Star Wars. I'm doing a podcast with Nathan Laws.
What a fucking nerd.
I know. Well, it's called Legendary Forces. I'm one of the rotating co-hosts. The first episode dropped, so go check that out. There may be more episodes by the time this episode goes out, so check it out. We're going through all of Star Wars in order. Books, novels, comics, everything. We did the Star Wars holiday special. Also, I am doing articles for thedip.com, D-I-P-P, where I'm going through all of comic book media. Wrapping up an article right now that may be out by the time this goes out, in which I talk about the first Superman serial and Congo Bill, which one of those is good. I'll let you guess which one.
Joe, yeah. I have a question for you.
What?
Have you ever considered consuming a normal amount of media and having a regular relationship with it?
I'm doing that right now. Yeah, I think I'm just going to stop this podcast. I'm fucking up my life. What have I done? We're not watching the Seventh Doctor. No, we're watching the Seventh Doctor. We've come this far.
Sunk cost.
But if you like this episode, you can check out more on WatchYourAssalon.com. And you can also find our podcast, our Patreon, our Amazon wishlist, and more at linktree.com/watchathon. That's linktr.ee/watchathon. Let's give some special thanks.
Oh, yeah.
To all of our Patreon patrons, all of our friends of Rassilon, anyone who's bought us a DVD, who supported the podcast in any way throughout the, I don't know, 6 years we've been doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to say special thanks to Zoe Allen Wickler. You can check her out at indigoiso.tumblr.com. I don't know if I pronounced that right. Indigoiseau.tumblr.com.
Special thanks to Kaylin. You can find them on Instagram at Kaylin Does Art.
That's Kailen. I want to give a special shout out to Brie Castellini.
Ooh.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Her website is BrieCastellini.com. Brie's Own World on all the socials. She does Burn Noticed with Christine and like 7 billion other things.
Special thanks to Steve Conway. Yay, Steve. You can follow Steve on Twitter at Steve Conway.
Special thanks to Elliot Cooper. Good, like, personal friend, really. DocWithTardisFez.tumblr.com.
Thanks to Ben Cowdell.
That's a YouTube thing.
Okay. You can find their YouTube series, Doctor Who 50 Years Ago.
Special thanks to Brenna Duncan. You can find her podcast at youtube.com/TheBenPodcast. Why did I get this one? I can't pronounce E's and I's.
It's Ben, B-I-N.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyway, check out Brenna Duncan. She's cool.
Special thanks to our very own The ESO Network, the network that we are hosted on. Thanks, ESO.
Special thanks to Stephen G. Evans. They don't have a thing.
Good on you for not having a web presence. Special thanks to Ray Friesen. You can find out more about Ray Friesen's multiple projects. He's always doing something at rayfriesen.com.
Special thanks to Matt Golden. You can check him out at matthewgolden.net.
Hey, thanks, Matt.
Golden.
Special thanks to Brad Heath. You can follow Joe's dad on Facebook at brad.heath.5437.
I'm so sorry. Dad had a website and he doesn't anymore, but I don't know.
Friend Joe's dad on Facebook.
Also, he's on Twitter at Vicardus. That's V-I-C-A-R-D-U-S. And then there's my mom, Hope Heath. Facebook.com/hope.hortonheath.
Thank you to Felicity Cousinets of the Flopcast.
Special thanks to Lily or Bisexual Brigadier.
Oh, I love Bisexual Brigadier.
Do you mean Lily or do you mean literally the concept?
Yes, to both. Okay. Thanks to Ian McLean. Ian's on our Discord all the time. Thank you, Ian.
Special thanks to Nicole Mazza from Terminus, a Doctor Who podcast.
Thank you to Melissa of Malice Rewatches, DoctorWho.tumblr.com.
Special thanks to Jason Perry. Again, no website presence.
Thank you to Rachel S.
And finally, thank you to Carrie Varner, which she has a Patreon, patreon.com/Carrie Varner. That's CARIEVARNER.
She does art, and it's very good, and a lot of it is fandom-themed. She has some cool Doctor Who prints, I think.
Yeah, she's got a Cyberman. I think she has a Weeping Angel. Those are the two I know about for sure. We've got a Rigel from Farscape, Flower, and a Shredder.
Shredder. We actually have all the Ninja Turtles, but I don't know where to hang them up yet.
I think we have Splinter, too.
Yes. We started buying her prints at cons because we would go to her table to talk about Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, she's really cool. One final shout out. Special thanks to Vincent EL for providing us with our amazing theme song.
Thank you, Vince.
Check out more of their music at soundcloud.com/VincentEL or VincentEL.bandcamp.com. And I forgot to update the thing. It says tune in next time when we take a look back at the Sixth Doctor.
That's not true.
Oh, shit.
Tune in next time when we watch the first again. Episode of the Seventh Doctor.
Time and the Ronnie.
Oh, the Ronnie. Yeah. I know the Ronnie.
I'm aware of the Ronnie. And we'll get to see the actual regeneration scene where they did not get Colin Baker back. Fun fact about that, actually, real quick. A final Joe fact.
Joe facts!
They asked Colin Baker if he would do another serial that would end with him regenerating. And he's like, I'll do another series.
Amazing.
And they said, no. And he said, then no, I won't do it.
Wow. I respect that.
Later, he was like, I felt bad about that because, like, I wish I could have been part of the regeneration.
Yeah.
But he got his own in Big Finish and stuff. So, but we'll get to see that regeneration scene next time. Until then, keep calm and wrestle on.
Goodbye, and I love you in a platonic, parasocial way.
Yeah.
What are you, a comedian?
No, more a sort of clown, actually.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping at the TeePublic store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.